Thanksgiving is a time to appreciate all that we have and to share these gifts with others. That's the idea behind the Vermont Thanksgiving in New York tradition. Each year for the past 20 years, teenagers from a culinary arts class in the rural New England state of Vermont have traveled nearly 400 kilometers by bus to New York City to cook and serve Thanksgiving dinner to residents of America's largest youth shelter and vocational training center. VOA was on the scene as this year's feast was being prepared. It's 11 o'clock on Tuesday morning in the enormous kitchen of Covenant House, a shelter for homeless and at-risk youth. That's only 8 hours until turkey time, the big Thanksgiving feast that will feature the traditional roast bird. Still, that doesn't stop some of the 21 Vermont teenagers preparing the feast from taking a brief gobble break to playfully imitate the animal. Gobble, 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 gobble. Then it's back to work, chopping onions for stuffing, spooning out sweet potato filling for the pies, and sliding 16 12-kilogram turkeys into the ovens for tonight's meal.
So we have plenty of food.
That's chef educator Jerry Prevost. He teaches cooking skills to the largely middle-class kids at the St. Johnsbury Academy, a small private school in rural Vermont. Today, he is supervising as they prepare for tonight's event, where they will serve 350 abused or at-risk inner-city youth who have come to Covenant House hoping for shelter and a new start in life. This is Prevost's 17th Vermont Thanksgiving.
20 years ago, there were two gentlemen from northeastern Vermont getting a letter from Covenant House asking for donations. They didn't have money to donate, so they said, well, we don't have money, but we have some garden vegetables that we grew, and we have some turkeys that we raised, and we have volunteers, so let's come up and prepare a Vermont Thanksgiving. And every year, it's gotten bigger.
Now, what do you get out of it personally? Why do you do this?
Makes you feel good. Helping out the less fortunate. Seeing the excitement in students.
St. Johnsbury students Cynthia and Sam, for instance.
I'm excited to see the people's faces when they see that there's a dinner just for them.
They don't have like a family, or they can't provide Thanksgiving dinner for themselves, so you're helping them. And as you're working, you're also thinking in your heart.
Helping with the meal is fun as well as meaningful. To hear students Amy and her buddy Jordan tell it.
It just feels good to be able to come down here and do something nice for the community. And I feel really good about it. Food brings people together.
You like to eat?
I love to eat. Yeah.
So you're going to get a little bite here too, huh?
Yeah.
Food is a joy that Elsa Melendez can relate to. When Elsa first came to Covenant House, she was broke, homeless, and an unwed teenage mother.
It's a good turnout. The food is great. Yeah, I thought it would have been like some cafeteria type food or jail food in a sense, but it's good actually. It's a home cooked meal and they just feed us so we're full. It shows that they really care and they're really entwined with wanting to interact with the young people that reside here. And they're sharing that love, that grace, that everything with others and the turkey as well.
Teacher Jerry Prevost says there can be a bittersweet quality to the event for many of the Vermont teens. Some have never been to the next county in their state, much less to the mean streets of New York, where their peers at Covenant House grew up.
So they always talk about how thankful they are and happy when we're serving them, but then again, how sad it is they don't have a family to go to.
Yet mostly it's relief and gratitude you'll see on the face of 21-year-old Carell Hardy, who is about to graduate from Covenant House with a degree in food handling and preparation. Carell explains how he grew up in a poverty-stricken and abusive home.
I was on my own since 17. I've been forced to live on the streets. I've slept on trains, buses, parks. It was very hard. I mean, and although this is an institution, there are a lot of young people who are going to unfortunately spend this holiday season alone, cold, without any support, without any friends and family around them. And I've been very, very blessed. Everybody's here for the same purpose. and for the same reason, and that's to cook a good Thanksgiving meal for these residents. It's truly a blessing. It's very heartfelt. That's what makes it all better.
The emotional power of the Thanksgiving holiday may resonate more deeply for many of the Vermont teenagers who came to serve at Covenant House this year, as they become both more aware of and more grateful for the many blessings they enjoy back home. As one student's mother put it, "I'm sure the conversation on the bus will be very different on the way home than it was on the way down." At Covenant House in New York City, this is Adam Phillips reporting.